Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们清晨能够回到主的殿里面，我们一同来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord that we can return to His house in the morning to worship Him.
我们一同再来读主的话。
We read His word together.
愿意主借着他的话，实在向我们每个人的深处来说。
May the Lord through His word speak to the depths of our heart.
叫我们里面实在知道。没有他，我们实在是不行。
So that we indeed truly know that without him we can do nothing.
我们好不好一同来翻开约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to the gospel according to John chapter 14.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
John 14 verse 1 to 6.
约翰福音第十四章第一节开始。
John chapter 14 starting from verse 1.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我又去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里，我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们再读十二节到第十七节。
Let's read verse 12 to 17.
约翰福音第十四章十二节到第十七节。
John 14 verse 12 to 17.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 12, Most assuredly I say to you, He who believes in me, the works that I do he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
这个周末我来有好几次跟在这里传福音。
This weekend I've come here for a few gospel meeting sessions.
大会定的题目是那更丰盛的生命。
And we've set a theme to this gospel meeting. It's called More Abundant Life.
我们知道在约翰福音里面，主耶稣说，我来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
We know that in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus said, I have come to give life and life more abundantly.
我们都知道福音朋友他们需要这个更丰盛的生命。
We all know that gospel friends need this more abundant life.
我们这些信了主的人，我们已经得到了这个生命。
And for us who believe, we have already received the abundant life.
但是我们怎么能够叫我们的生命 更丰盛呢？
But how can we make our life more abundantly?
我相信这是我们信了主的弟兄姊妹，我们一直在追求，一直在那里向这个方向来走。
I think this is who, for all of us who have believed, we walk toward this goal.
我们知道约翰福音是给我们指出这条路。
We know that the Gospel of John points us this path.
所以我们知道在约翰福音里面记载了主耶稣所做的跟所行的。
We know that the Gospel of John recorded what the Lord did and what he have done.
一开始他就告诉我们说生命在他里面。
And the very beginning it says the life is in him.
说这生命就是人的光。
The life is the light of man.
到了最末了，到了第二十章三十一节上又告诉我们。
And the very end of chapter 20 it says,
说但记载这些事叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
And that these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing you may have life in his name.
所以到了二十一章，在那里就讲到一个丰盛的生命怎么样能够让主来使用。
So in verse 21, chapter 21, they'll say, if you have this more abundant life, how can the Lord use it?
如果大家没有忘记的话，去年夏令会的时候跟你们讲过二十一章。
If you still remember last year in the summer conference, I talked about chapter 21.
就是讲到我们怎么样来去喂养主的羊，去牧养主。
It speaks of how we can shepherd and feed the Lamb of God.
但是在这个过程的里面，
So in this process,
我觉得十四章对我们来讲是一个非常重要的学习。
Chapter 14 is a very important learning for us.
我想你们当中有人去年十二月去参加过远东的侍奉特会。
I think some of you went to the Far East in December to attend a meeting.
那个大会的主题呢，也就是讲到我就是道路、真理、生命。
And that conference, the theme is I am the way, the truth, the life.
就是讲到我们要侍奉神，这是唯一的一条路。
And to say that if you are to serve God, this is the only way.
我们要去叫生命成长，这也是唯一的一条路。
And if you want your life to grow, this is also the only way.
我们实在觉得今天主要给我们看见。
And we feel that the Lord wants to show us.
所以在这样的背景底下，我们来看，先来看十四章第一到第六节。
So with that background, we look at the first six verses of chapter 14.
一开始这里说，主说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me.
我们知道为什么这些主的门徒他们心里会忧愁呢？
So why are the disciples troubled in their heart?
我不知道你们当中有没有忧愁。
I don't know if you have troubles.
年轻人应该是无忧无虑的。
Young people should be trouble free.
但是我看到你们每个人脸上好像都是有一点忧愁。
But I see
好像没有什么喜乐一样。
I see a cloud of troubleness in your face.
可能你们还没有睡醒吧。
Because you're probably not awakened.
但是我们在这里看到主耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
And the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled.
那为什么这些门徒会忧愁呢？
Why would the disciples trouble?
因为如果你跟着十三章，你就会发现他们忧愁，我看到有很多的原因，起码这里有两个。
If you follow chapter 13, I see two reasons at least.
第三十三节那里主耶稣就对这些门徒说，
In verse 33, chapter 13,
第十三章
chapter 13,
说小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说，如今也照样对你们说。
Little children, I say, I shall be with you a little longer. You will seek me, and I say to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you.
也就是主说，这些门徒他们跟了主已经有三年了。
So the disciples have followed the Lord for 3 years.
但主说呢，我跟你们在一起的时间现在不多了。
Now the Lord is telling them, the time I have left with you is not much.
你们以后要找我呢，但我所去的地方你们不能到。
Later on you will seek me, but where I go you cannot come.
我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹你们有没有这样的感觉。
I don't know if the brothers and sisters here you have this feeling.
我们都好像有年长的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们，陪伴我们。
We have elder brothers and sisters to help us, to accompany us.
但有一天，如果年长的说，我要走了。
If one day the elderly would say, I'm leaving.
你们
Where you seek me, you cannot find me.
你知道有的时候呢, 这些年长的弟兄在的时候呢, 我们有的时候也不是很喜欢他。
You see, some of the elderly brothers, when they are here, we don't like them very much.
因为他们有的时候就是要叫我们做这个，叫我们做那个。 你这个不对, 那个不对, 你今天又迟到了啊, 就好像, 来提醒我们, 我们觉得很不舒服。
Because they tell us to do this, to do that, and they remind us you're late today, or we're not very comfortable.
但是当他们有一天, 他告诉我们说, 我要走了。
But if one day they tell us, I'm leaving,
哎呀, 我们里面就忧愁啊。
In us, we will find trouble.
何况是主呢?
Much more so than the Lord.
主说, 我, 不跟你们同, 跟你们同在的日子, 不多了, 我要去的地方你们不能去了。
The Lord is telling us, I have a little time with you. Where I'm going, you cannot come.
所以他们,
So they trouble.
那还有起码还有一个原因。
At least there's another reason.
就是三十七节、三十八节，我们又讲到彼得了。我在你跟你们当中讲过很多次彼得啊。
And in verse 37 and 38, it speaks many. Speaks about Peter again.
彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。”
And Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake."
三十八节，耶稣说。 你愿意为我舍命吗? 我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫以先, 你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly I say to you, the rooster shall not crow until you have denied me three times."
我们就看到这个门徒又忧愁啊。
And we see the disciples are troubled again.
主要走了。
The Lord is leaving.
但是, 我们当中还有一个大师兄嘛。
But amongst us we have the great disciple.
Big brother.
Big brother.
我不知道你们当中有没有这个 big brother.
I don't know if there's a big brother amongst us.
我们以前都看着他的。
We look up to him.
哦，他是跟最爱主的。
He loved the Lord the most.
所以他就说主啊。 你到哪里去? 为什么我不能去? 我愿意为你死啊!
So he's telling the Lord, "Lord, why can't I go with you? I'm willing to die for you."
那主说, 你愿意为我死吗?
And the Lord said, "Are you willing to lay down your life for me?"
今天鸡叫以前, 你要三次不认。
Most surely I say to you, before the rooster crow, you will deny me three times.
主要离开他们。
The Lord is leaving them.
他们在头的这个大师兄, 现在完全失败了。
And the big brother has completely failed.
你说他们又不忧愁。
Would you say that they are troubled?
所以主第14章一开始说你们心里不要忧愁。
So the Lord at the very beginning of chapter 14 said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
你们不要看环境，不要看人，不要看眼见的。
Don't look at circumstances, don't look at people, don't look at what you can see.
然后下面怎么说呢?
And then what?
你们信神也当信我。You
believe in God, believe also in me.
主要他们从眼见,
from seeing,
从看得见摸得着的,
from the tangible things that you can see and touch,
转到信心的里面去,
and turn into faith.
从环境转到信心,
from circumstances turn us into faith.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一切属灵学习的实际。
And this, brothers and sisters, is the reality of spiritual learning.
今天我们爱主、追求主很多年，读过很多圣经。
We love the Lord, we follow Him, we read many books.
主一直叫我们学的一件功课是什么?
What is the lesson that the Lord continuously wants us to learn?
是信神也当信主。
You believe in God, believe also in the Lord.
不再是凭感觉。
No longer by feeling.
不再是凭感情,
no longer by emotions.
是凭信心,
by faith.
用信心连到主那里去。
Through faith we connect to the Lord.
大概一个多月以前, 在我们当中发生了一件事情。
About a month ago something happened to us.
你知道很多弟兄姊妹如果熟悉我是从旧金山来的。
If you know me well, you know that I'm from San Francisco.
在过去, 三十几年了，快四十年了。
For the past 30-40 years,
如果算起来，可能从72年到现在。 大概有三十八年了。
From about 1972 from now，
一直都有一位年长的啊王弟兄带领我们。
We have an elderly brother Wang that's with us。
大概一个多月，两个月以前。
About a month ago，
有一次他在讲道的时候，整个晕倒在台上。
When he was preaching, he fainted on the pulpit.
然后就送到医院里。
So we rushed him to the hospital.
你知道，有什么这个事情？因为王弟兄在很多地方都帮助过弟兄姊妹，所以那个电话呀，就从全世界打到我家里来了。
Because Brother Wang has helped many brothers and sisters throughout the years, so the phone calls from all over the world rush to my house.
因为他不敢打到王弟兄，接着打到我这里来。
They don't want to trouble Brother Wang, but they called me.
那很多弟兄姊妹都很挂念他，我们也很挂念他。
So many brothers and sisters, and we also cared for him.
就好像这个十四章那里说，我们有一点忧愁啊。
It's like in chapter 14, our hearts are troubled.
我们那些年长弟兄在的时候，我们有的时候不够宝贝他们，但一看到他不妥当了，哎呀，我们就忧愁啊，就啊。
While the elderly brothers are still with us, we didn't feel much, but once they're a little ill, we feel troubled.
那我到医院去看他。
So we went to the hospital.
他好得不得了。
And he's so well.
他说你们这么紧张干什么？
And he asked us, why are you so worried?
我只是晕倒过几分钟。
I've just passed out for a few minutes.
他说呢，我醒来以后我很有感觉啊。
When I woke up, he said, I have a feeling.
他说如果就是这样去见主啊，那实在是很好啊。
And if I can go to see the Lord like this, it's great.
他一点都不忧，一点都不忧愁。
He's not worried at all.
他里面觉得，哎呀，我们能够这样见主好得无比啊。
He thinks that if we can see the Lord this way, it's so great.
有一个姊妹从香港打电话来。
A sister called from Hong Kong.
她的father-in-law 也是一个传道人，主很使用她的。
So her father-in-law is also a preacher.
我就告诉她，王弟兄这样讲。
So I told her that Brother Wang said this.
她说跟我的这个公公一样。
And she said, that's just like my father-in-law said.
她说呢，传道人最可慕的就是在讲台的上面给主接到荣耀里去了。
The most glorious thing for a preacher is to be taken to the Lord on the pulpit.
哎呀，我可能今天还没有这个福气啊。
Maybe today I don't have such privilege.
但是你就看到为什么这些弟兄们他们一点忧愁都没有。
But you see why brothers like that don't have trouble at all.
因为他们很清楚的是信神也信他们的主。
Because they clearly know that when they believe in God, they believe also in the Lord.
今天我们人多少时候是在人的感觉、人的感情、眼见的这个层次的上面。
How many times on us we stay on the level of seeing and human emotions and feelings?
但是我们真正信主的人，我们跟随主的人。
But for us who truly believe the Lord and follow the Lord,
我们信神，也当信我们的主。
We believe in God, we believe also in the Lord.
神一直带领我们跟随他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the Lord leading us and ask us to follow him?
就是把我们从眼见带到属灵的实际里面去。
So that we can be turned into the spiritual reality from seeing.
但是很多时候我们自己不认识这一条路。
But many times we do not know this way.
所以在这段圣经里面是说，主说我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有我早就告诉你们了，我去是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备地方，就必再接你们到我那里去，我在哪里叫你们也在哪里，我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And in verse 2 says, in my father's house are many mansions, if they were not so I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way, you know.
那第五节多马对他说，他很坦白，因为主刚才跟他们说，我去哪里你们知道，那条路你们也知道，对吧？多马说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
And when Jesus told him where I'm go, you know, and the way you also know, Thomas very honestly said, Lord, we do not know where you're going.
你看多马他是很诚实的，我希望我们当中也有一些诚实的人。
Thomas is very honest, just like some of us.
那主就把一句很重要的话告诉他们。
So the Lord told him a very important word.
他说，
我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
主要回到父那里去。
The Lord is returning to the Father.
主一直带领我们跟从他。
The Lord led us all this way.
主一直带领我们从属地带到属天的事情上。
The Lord led us from the earthly things to the heavenly.
从眼见带到信心里面去。
From what we can see to faith.
主他说我到哪里去那条路你们是知道的。
The Lord said, where I'm going, the way you know.
但是多马说你到哪里去我们也不知道你一条路我们也不知道。
Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going and we don't know the way.
其实我们很多时候就是在这种光景里面。
And often we are in
我们为什么会忧愁
?Why are we troubled?
因为我们不知道。
Because we don't know where the Lord is going. We don't know where the Lord is
going.
We also do not know the way. Because if you know where He's going, you would know where the way is, what the way is.
主说我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，就没有人能到。
And the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through me.
主是要把我们从属地带到属天的境界里面去。
And the Lord is taking us from the earthly to the heavenly.
今天我们跟随主的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of us following the Lord?
我们跟随主的目的地是到哪里?
Where is the destination of our following?
是离地。进到属天的境界
is from earthly to heavenly.
对我们来讲，这是实际的吗？
To us, is this a reality?
主说，我去是为你们预备地方去。
The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you.
是为你们预备房子去。
I prepare mansions for you.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，我就想，主到天上去。是做 contractor 是去给我们盖房子吗
I think some many times that is the Lord a contractor to build a house for us
我们中国人都喜欢买房子盖房子买了一个房子不够大把它弄得更大
Chinese like to buy houses and if we don't like the small house we rebuild it to a bigger house
你就看到在天上都是属灵的东西
You will see in heaven is all spiritual things It's no longer physical things.
最主要的
And the most important.
主说我去为你们预备地方去
And the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you.
我觉得这个地方不是最重要的
I don't think the place is the most important.
而是这条路更重要
But the way is more important.
主一直在这里强调我到哪里去你们知道我在哪里去你就知道这条路
The Lord keeps on emphasizing if you know where I'm going you will know the way
我们都知道这条路是怎么样达到的呢
We know how the way reaches that
我们都知道我们的主马上要上十字架
We know that the Lord soon will go to the cross
我们都知道在前面十二章里面主曾经很清楚地讲过第十二章第二十四节
In chapter 12 verse 14 the Lord indicated very clearly
他说我实实在在地告诉你
And he said most of surely I say
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒
Unless a grain of wheat falls onto the ground and dies it remains alone
就结出许多的籽粒来
But if it dies it produces much grain
主耶稣现在走的那条路是什么路
The way that the Lord Jesus is walking on what is that?
是十字架的道路。
It is the way of the cross.
是舍己的道路。
It is the way to deny yourself.
当这一粒麦子，主这一粒麦子。
When that grain of wheat, the Lord,
在地里死了。
When that grain fell on the ground,
就要结出这许多的籽粒来。
And it produces much grain.
我们得生命是因为主这一粒麦子死了。
We obtain life is because The Lord, that grain of wheat died.
我们生命得的更丰盛，是因为主落在地里死了，就要结出这许多的籽粒来。
We can have more abundant life is because He died and produced much grain.
他的路
，His way
是怎么样
？What is it?
他就把这条路指给我们看。
he also pointed out that way to us.
当我们看到这条路，
主是借着死而释放了生命。
When we see this way, it is that the Lord died and released his life.
十字架，我们在那里看到，今天很多人说十字架是为了受苦。
Many people today say the cross is for suffering.
但是我们看到十字架真正的目的不是叫你受苦。
But we see that the true purpose of the cross is not to cause you to suffer.
十字架的道路是叫我们看到经过死而释放生命。
But through death, it releases life.
他叫我们一直在地上跟随他。
He continuously calls us to follow him.
叫我们走这一条的路。
If we walk on that way,
叫我们的生命能够被释放出来。
That our life may be released.
所以说，我们就看到在这一段话的里面。
In this section, we see.
我们实在看到主是那样的把他心里的话向门徒打开。
And the Lord opened what is in his heart to the disciples.
叫这些门徒的眼睛从属地的、眼见的、物质的，带到属天的、信心的、属灵的实际上面去。
And brought the eyes of the disciple from the earthly things, from the tangible, from the physical, to the heavenly, to the reality of spiritual things.
叫我们的眼睛集中在他的身上。
That our eyes are focused on him.
他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们都知道，我们跟从主，我们要走这条窄路。
We all know that if we're to follow the Lord, we need to walk on the narrow path.
马太福音七章十三到第十四节那里告诉我们。
Matthew 7 verse 13-14 it tells us
说你们要进窄门因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的路是大的进去的人也多引到永生的那门是窄的路是小的找到的人也少
Enter by the narrow gate for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction and there are many who go in by itBecause narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way, which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
去年在新加坡 ,Dana 弟兄在这里，我觉得点出一个非常宝贵的一个点。
In Singapore last year, Brother Dana pointed at a very precious point.
你们这里我知道有年轻人去的，也有年长的人去。
I know that there are young people or elderly brothers and sisters went there.
我不知道他们有没有只把这些宝贝藏在他们心里，没有跟你们分享。
I don't know if they just kept the treasure to themselves and not shared.
但是我愿意，如果他们没有跟你们分享，我跟你稍微点一下。
If they didn't share with you, I'll share with you.
他特别讲到我们跟随主的这条道路。
He specifically said the way that we're following the Lord.
这条路有两个特点。
This way has two characters.
从你跟随主的这条路。
So the way that you're following the Lord.
你一开始走，这个路啊是越走越窄。
As you walk, the way gets narrower.
越走越窄。
The more you walk, the narrower it gets.
窄到一个地步。
To a point.
就是主自己。
It becomes the Lord Himself.
其他的，通通。都不能通过。
Anything else cannot go through.
这是第一个特点。
That is the first character.
这是当你走到这个点上的时候。
But when you get to that point,
你的路就开始越来越宽。
Your way also become wider and wider.
哦，这个点很帮助我。
That point helped me.
我不知道你们这里有人去了回来有没有跟大家交就交通过。
I don't know the brothers and sisters shared with you.
我觉得这两个点对于我们今天来讲是非常大的帮助。
I think that these two points for us is great help.
我们是走窄路。
We too are walking on the narrow way.
因为这条路只有主是这条路。
Because the Lord and only the Lord is the way.
主说我就是道路。
And the Lord said, I am the way.
所以在主以外的东西
So other than the Lord
都不是路
is not the way.
都是在这条路上是不能通过的。
And anything else cannot pass through this way.
但是感谢主到有一天
And we thank the Lord and until one day
你真正的就是以主耶稣基督为你唯一的目的时候。
When you truly consider the Lord as your only way,
你就发现你的目就越走越宽。
You find that your way becomes wider and broader.
因为如果你真是你把主当你的一切。
Because if you consider the Lord as all.
如果主真是成为你的一切。
And if the Lord truly become your all.
好像哥罗西书里面说基督是一切又在一切的里面。
Like Colossians says, Christ is all and dwells in all.
对。基督是一切 ,Christ is all and in all.
Christ is all in all.
你就发现你说需要的一切都在基督的里面。
You see that all you need is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这条路就很宽阔嘛。
And brothers and sisters, this way becomes so wide.
你需要什么，基督就是什么。
Whatever you need, Christ is.
因为你所需要的就是主里面的一切。
Because all you need is in Christ.
主以外的就不是你需要的。
Aside from the Lord, you don't need.
弟兄姊妹，你这么宽阔吗？
Is brothers and sisters, isn't your way so wide?
今天我们跟随主要跟随到这个地步。
And if we are to follow him to that point,
当基督是一切的时候，
when he truly become your all,
弟兄姊妹，在基督以外的东西，给你你也不要啊。
Brothers and sisters, anything other than the Lord, if we're to give you, you won't need it.
给你，你真的吃垃圾啊。
If I give it to you, you treat it as garbage.
你觉得在主里的路很宽阔。
You think that the way that you are in the Lord is so wide.
你就发现今天这些年长的弟兄们，他们一生跟随主到了最后。
You see that the elder brothers and sisters, when they follow the Lord all their life,
他们觉得最美丽的地方是死在讲台上面。
They feel that the most beautiful thing is to die on the pulpit.
因为他们里面的盼望是在主那里，属地的事情不再成为他们的爱慕。
Because all their hopes are in the Lord, the earthly things are no longer their love.
弟兄姊妹，这是路啊。
Brothers and sisters, that is the way.
对于我们来讲，
for us,
跟随主是一条窄路。
Follow the Lord is a narrow way.
为什么我们觉得它这么窄？
Why do we feel it so narrow?
为什么我们觉得十字架的道路那么苦？
Why do we feel the way of the cross is so bitter?
是因为我们这个人在主以外，对于属地的事情，我们还是有很多的恋慕。
Because for us, other than the Lord, we have many, many loves on earthly things.
我们，所以你说这条路是窄，或者是这条路是宽。
So if you say this way is narrow or broad,
是看你的站在哪里。
It depends on where you're standing.
对，是看在你的地位是在哪里。
It depends on where your status is.
如果你是从站在主这一边，
if you stand on the Lord's side,
你在信心的里面，
if you're in faith,
你在属灵的追求上面，
If you're in the pursuit of spiritual things,
你看到神在永远的旨意的时候，
in the view of the eternal purpose of God,
弟兄姊妹，你不应该觉得它很窄。
You shouldn't feel it so narrow.
但是对于一个属肉体的、属世的我们这些基督徒来讲啊，
But for the Christians who are worldly and carnal,
你就觉得跟随主啊，信了主以后，这条路我真是窄呀。
You will feel that after believing the Lord, the way is so narrow.
宽与窄是观点的问题。
Whether the way is narrow or wide is a matter of point of view.
站的地位的问题。
Is matter of where you're standing.
你站在世界里面看，跟从主的路是窄的。
If you're standing in the world, the way is narrow.
信了主以后，很多事情都不能做。
After you believe the Lord, many things you cannot do.
信了主之后连结婚的对象都受窄了。
Even the marriage spousal choices are limited.
生活要受到节制。
And your life is limited.
信了主以后啊，星期六晚上睡觉都要提早一点睡。
After you believe the Lord, you have to go to bed early on Saturday.
9:15你们怎么能够起得来？尤其对于年轻人来讲，这是要命的。
Otherwise, it's such a killing thing for you to get up at 9:15.
昨天有人告诉我，他知道那个小年轻啊，睡到下午4点才起来。
Someone tells me, he knows a friend that sleeps till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
啊，你看。他觉得这个是站在哪里？是从世界的观点，是你站的地位的问题。
So if you standing in the world point of view, and that's what you get.
但是主是把我们带到他的里面。
And but the Lord brings us into Himself.
弟兄姊妹，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信主。
Brothers and sisters, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you shall also believe in the Lord. And He brings us to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真是看到这样的话，
and if we truly see this,
弟兄姊妹，基督是一切，他要把我们带到丰富的里面去。
Christ is all, and He brings us into the abundance.
当我们真是能够站在属天的地位上面，
and when we can truly stand on the heavenly place,
站在基督里面的时候，
and when we are in Christ,
你就发现这条路是多么的宽广。
You realize the way is so broad and wide.
神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
And all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And in Him you've also received the fullness.
你所需要的
and all you need,
他都是。
He is.
所以主说，
So the Lord said,
我的名字是 I am, 我是。
So my name is I am.
在约翰福音里面我们看到，那你不光是主耶稣讲了八大神迹。
Not only in the Gospel of John, it said eight miracles.
主耶稣也在约翰福音里面讲了八个我是。
And also the Lord said 8 times, I am in John.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是好牧人。
I am the good shepherd.
我是羊的门。
And I am the gate of the sheep.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在没有亚伯拉罕以前，我就是。
And before Abraham, I am.
弟兄姊妹，我是真葡萄树。
And I am the true vine.
我是生命，我是复活。
I am life and the resurrection.
他是我是。
And He is I am.
基督是你的一切，当你在他的里面。
Christ is your all when you're in Him.
当你以他，唯有他，是你的道路的时候。
And if Him and only Him be your way,
你就发现这条路是宽广的。
You find that this way is wide and broad.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
这条路是把我们带到哪里去？
And where does this way lead us?
这条路是我把我们带到
It brings us to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天有多少人，他们觉得跟随主啊，好凄凉啊，好凄凉啊。
So many people believe, think that following the Lord is a sad thing.
哎呀，这个又不行，那个又不行，早上睡个懒觉都不行啊。
This I cannot do, that I cannot do, I can't even sleep in the morning.
弟兄姊妹，主是要把我们从世界，从这个摧残我们的世界、虚空的世界、犯罪来折磨我们的这个世界带到父那里去。
The Lord takes us out of the world that tortures us, that brings suffering to us, to the Father.
你看到，你记不记得浪子的故事
？Do you remember the story of the prodigal son?
他为什么要跟父亲分家产啊？然后就到远方的地方去啊
？So why did he get his portion of the inheritance and leave to the far country?
因为他不满足嘛。
Because he's not satisfied.
他要去吃喝玩乐,
to eat, drink, and be merry.
但是你看到, 当他认识这个世界是怎么一回事的时候,
but you see, when he realized what the world really is,
他回到父的家里面,
he returned to the house of the Father.
父把最好的袍子给他穿,
the Father brought out the best robe on him.
给宰了牛犊给他来吃,
and he killed the fattened cattle and to feed him.
把戒指戴在他的,
and put ring on his finger.
这个是说什么?他所要的, 他本来想去得到的,
what he initially wanted,
当他回到父家里面的时候,
when he returned to the house of the Father,
父就满足他一切,而且给他是最好的,
and the Father satisfied him and gave him all the best.
今天我们这些基督徒啊, 有的时候我实在觉得很笨的, 很可怜的,
I think that some of our Christians are stupid.
对,这个字很好, stupid.
Stupid.
父要把最好的给我们,
the Father wants to give us the best.
但是我们偏偏要去垃圾堆里面找一些东西来吃,
but we go to the dumpster and feed ourselves.
主说你们不心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
主说我才是那条路。
The Lord said, I am the way.
我们今天没有时间去讲真理跟生命。
I don't have time to talk about the truth and the life.
这是分不开的。
They cannot be separated.
但是我觉得最主要的是这条路这里讲到。
But I think most importantly, it is the way.
当你认识主是唯一的路,
when you recognize that the Lord is the only way, and other than him there is no way, and this way leads you to the house of the Father.
我们很感谢主，看到你们这里年轻人个个都在家里面住啊。
I thank the Lord that many young people lives in the house in, with the parents.
在我们当中呢, 很多人啊, 一中学一毕业就想万远处跑。
In my assembly, many people after graduating from high school, they want to go as far as possible.
就算他不离开, 加州呢, 也要从 San Francisco 跑到LA去。
If they don't want to leave California, they will move from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
但是你知道, 他们离开了家呢, 有时觉得家是, 才觉得家的好处。
So once they left home, they realized the goodness of home.
那我们这些做父母的弟兄姊妹我看到啊, 真是很可怜啊。
So I have pity on the parents who have these children.
本来这个在家里面吃得好穿得好啊, 这些孩子都不真珍惜的, 我看到很少说 thank you.
Initially they live well in the family, they eat well, they have good clothes, and they never said thank you.
但是现在他们回到家里面, 又吃又喝走的时候还要拿。
Well, now they come home for a visit, they eat, and they take, and when they leave, they take stuff. Once I went to a brother's home.
我看到他有个东西, 是 vacuum pack 的一个 machine.
He has a tool to pack things with vacuum.
就真空包装的一个东西. 我说你拿这个东西买这个东西干什么?
So why do you have a vacuum thing? What do you do with it?
后来他不好意思跟我讲.
He wasn't really willing to say.
后来我才知道.
Later on, I realized.
他儿子在LA, 女儿也在LA.
His daughter and son are in LA.
这个爸爸很会做饭.
So the father cooks well.
就是弄了这个小盖啊,叉烧啊,这些东西啊, 做好以后, vacuum pack, 继续给他儿子吃。
So he cooks all the good eats and then vacuums them and mail them to the son.
弟兄姊妹,你就看到, 在父的家里面, 你是丰丰足足, 得到真正的满足。
You see that in the house of the Father, you truly have abundance and satisfaction.
但是今天父给我们的是什么?
So what does the Father give us today?
父给我们的应许, 那是基督成为我们的产业。
The promise that he gives us, that Christ be our inheritance.
当我们发现他是我们这个道路的时候, 我们走在他这条道路上的时候,
when we realize that he is the way and we walk on that way,
我们就可以来到父的跟前。
then we can come to the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习的就是我们的眼睛 focus 集中焦点在基督的身上。
So what we need to learn is to focus our eyes on Christ.
当我们发现他才是路的时候，
when we realize that He is the way,
我们在他里面，我们就越走越宽广，我们就越走越释放。
In Him we walk broader and more released.
基督是一切。
Christ is all and in all.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we thank the Lord.
当我们讲到十四章后面的一半的时候，
when we talk about the second half of chapter 14,
第从十二节那里开始，
from verse 12,
当主把这条路告诉他们之后，
once he speaks of the way,
主十二节说，我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做这比这更大的事情。
In verse 12 it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do, and greater works than these he will do.
因为我往父那里去。
Because I go to my Father.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And whatever you ask in my name that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
然后上面就告诉你们，若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
And if you love me, keep my commandments.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
弟兄姊妹，主叫我们认识到他是道路真理生命，把我们带到父那里去。
And the Lord led us to realize that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He wants to bring us to the Father.
不单只叫我们享受基督是我们一切的丰富。
Not only he let us enjoy, Christ is all the abundance of the Father.
他在这里更要做一件事情。他说，主说，我所做的事，你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事情。
And the Lord said, whatever I do, you will do also, and greater things than these you will do.
我再重复讲，当我们真正的认识基督是我们那条路的时候，
once again I say, when we realize that Christ is our way,
主就要用我们。
The Lord has to use us.
他说，我所做的事，你们也要做。
And he said, what I did, you will do.
但是下面有一句话，我觉得很多日子里面我觉得有一点困扰，说并且要做比这更大的事。
And I'm puzzled for many days about this, and the greater things than these you will do.
主说，我所做的事你们也要做。
And the Lord said, what I am doing, you're doing, you will be doing.
并且要做比做更大的事情。我说，我们怎么可能做事比主做的更大的？这是没有可能的嘛。
I'm puzzled because how can we do greater things than what the Lord did? This is not possible.
但是我详细来看的时候，我好像觉得主是有这样的意思。
And then I read it and it seems that way.
主做了什么事情我们要做？
What did the Lord do that we need to do?
下面很清楚，主做的事情是叫父因儿子得荣耀。
It is very clear what the Lord did is that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
主所做的就是父的旨意。
What he did was the will of the Father.
他说，不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
And he said, not according to my will, but your will.
当父的旨意在他独生子身上显明出来的时候，
when the will of the Father revealed on his only begotten Son,
约翰福音就告诉我们说，我们的主已经荣耀了父的名。
And the Gospel of John says that the Son has already glorified his name.
而且下面说还要更荣耀。
And will glorify even more.
这个更荣耀，我就连上这一点说，我所做的事你们要也要做，并且做比这更大的事情。
So I connected the even more glory to this. Greater works than these I will do.
主所要做的事情是叫父因儿子得荣耀。
What the Lord did is that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
什么是更大的事情？
So what is the greater work?
就是叫父因他的众子得荣耀。
Is that what is more important is that the Father may be glorified through the many sons.
就是叫父因我们而得荣耀。
Is that the Father may be glorified in us.
我们做的怎么能够比主耶稣做的更荣耀父呢？
how can we be more, what we do is more glorious than what the Lord did.
但是如果你从另外一个角度来看,
and if you look at from another point of view,
主耶稣是神父怀里原与父同在的那一个独生的儿子。
The Lord is with the Father in the beginning, is the only begotten Son of the Father.
而我们呢?
What are we?
是神的仇敌,与神为敌的。
We were once the enemy of God.
我们是属土的。
We are of the earthly things.
我们的义好像破烂的衣服一样。
Our righteousness is like a broken garment.
我们是火湖的材料。
We are the material for the fire of lake. Like fire.
但是因着我们拣选了主耶稣做我们的道路真理跟生命。
Because we choose that the Lord be our way, the truth, and life.
当我们这样拣选他的时候,
when we choose him like this,
我们一开始走的是窄路,
at the beginning we walk on a narrow path.
当我们肯跟随主, 为主有一点舍弃的时候,
but when we are willing to follow him and to lay down certain things for him,
当我们从属地给带到属天的地位里的时候,
and in the process of being brought from the earthly things to the heavenly,
我们就发现我们所要的就是我们的主。
And when we realize that what we want is the Lord,
这条路我们走的就是跟随主。
And this way that we're on is to follow the Lord.
而且我们所需要的一切都在基督里面。
And all we need is in Christ.
当我们基督是成为我们的满足的时候,
and when Christ become all our satisfaction,
当我们在基督以外没有所求的时候,
and when aside from Christ we have nothing we want,
当我们的爱慕就是主自己的时候,
and when our love is Christ himself,
当他成为我们一切的供应的时候,
when he becomes all our supplies,
弟兄姊妹, 我们不单只得生命, 我们却得得更丰盛。
Brothers and sisters, not only we receive the life, we receive the life of more abundant.
这些亚当的族类身上彰显出来的时候,
when the abundant life is revealed in the race of Adam,
父的旨意在我们身上成就的时候,
when the will of the Father is accomplished in us,
当他是真葡萄树, 我们是枝子, 我们这个枝子能够结果子的时候,
when the branches can bear fruit with the true vine,
弟兄姊妹, 叫父就因着我们这些人,
that the Father may be glorified in us.
主啊, 弟兄姊妹, 这是不是更大的事情?
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the greater work?
是主所做成的。
This is what the Lord has accomplished.
主自己成就了大事。
And he, the Lord himself accomplished great things.
他完成了救恩, 是我们不能够帮上忙的。
He accomplished salvation. We didn't help with that.
但是, 他今天要得着他的身体。
But today he wants to obtain his body.
他要得着我们,
he wants to obtain us.
他已经荣耀了父的名,
he has already glorified the name of the Father.
但是他说还要再荣耀,
and he said, more glory I'll bring.
那个再荣耀是要透过我们的主, 借着圣灵, 在我们身上结的果子。
The more glorious is accomplished by the Lord through the Holy Spirit to bear fruit in us.
你们若爱我, 就必遵守我的命令。
And if you love me, the Lord said, keep my commandments.
今天, 什么能够说, 主所做的事, 我们也要做, 并且做比这更大的事情呢?
So what is it that today, the greater works that we need to do?
就是当我们遵行主命令的时候,
is when we keep the Lord's commandments.
当我们爱主,
when we love him and keep his commandments.
主说我要求父,父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师, 叫他永远与你们同在, 就是真理的圣灵。
And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth.
因他常与你们同在, 也要在你们里面。
Because he dwells with you and will be in you.
圣灵来, 是把主做成的一切,
the
whole, 今天坐在我们这些信主的人的身上。
The Holy Spirit comes to do all the things that the Lord did on us.
爱主,
遵行父旨意的人。
Those who love the Lord and keep His commandments.
我们的心向主完全打开的人。
Those who opens their heart completely to the Lord.
圣灵永远与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit abides with them forever.
主已经成就的坐在我们的身上。
And he accomplishes what the Lord accomplished on us.
弟兄姊妹，这个时刻。
Brothers and sisters, at that moment,
父就在我们身上得了荣耀。
The Father is glorified in us.
这就是那更大的事情。
And that is the greater works.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
像我们这些卑微的人。
For people like us are so lowly.
像我们这些在神的诸约以外与神无份无关的人。
That we have nothing to do with the Lord and we're outside of His covenants.
因着主的拣选。
Because of His election.
因着神对我们的爱。
Because of the love of God.
因着那天我们相信了他，接受了他。
Because on that day we believed Him and received Him.
我们从信心开始。
We started by faith.
而且是本于信。以至于信。
By faith from the beginning to the end.
当我们一直走信心的道路的时候。
And when we keep on walking on the way of faith.
你们信神也当信我。
And the Lord said, if you believe in God, believe also in me.
当我们这样让他成为我们的道路真理生命的时候。
And if we let him to be the way, the truth, the life in us.
他就把我们从属地带到属天。
He brings us from the earthly things to the heavenly.
他就把我们带到我们以为这条路太窄了，走得很辛苦的时候。
When we feel that this way is so narrow, it's so painful to walk.
但是当我们真正有时间看到只有他才是我们要拣选的道路的时候。
One day we realize that He is the only way we need to choose.
在他以外我们没有所求，我们也没有所要的时候。
Aside from Him, we have nothing that we need or want.
我们就发现基督才是一切。
We realize that Christ is all.
我们就发现这条路在感觉上面我们就觉得越来越宽广。
And in our feeling, we feel that this way gets wider and broader.
当只有基督是我们的拣选，我们的焦点，我们的着眼点的时候。
When Christ is our only focus, our only choosing, our only point of view.
父的旨意能够在我们身上成就。
The will of the Father can be accomplished in us.
主所做的事是要叫父因儿子得荣耀。
What the Lord did is that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
我所做的事你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事情。
And the works that I do and you will do also, and greater works than these you will do.
这是叫父的旨意能够在我们身上通行。
And that the will of the Father can go through without hindrance in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是更大的事情。
This is the greater work.
这是因着我们拣选主耶稣做我们的道路、真理、生命带出来的结果。
This is the result of us choosing the Lord as our way, truth, and life.
这是叫我们生命得到更丰盛的路。
And this is the way leads us to more abundant life.
这是主在我们身上的呼召。
This is the calling of the Lord on us.
这是我们要走的这条路。
And this is the way that we should walk.
求主用着约翰福音十四章这些的信息把我们带到丰富的里面去。
And may the Lord uses the message in chapter 14 and brings us to more abundant.
真是把我们带到父的跟前。
And truly brings us to the Father.
叫父因着我们的荣耀。
That the Father may be glorified in us.
叫我们能够为他结果子，并且结果子更多。
That we can bear fruit and bear more fruit.
更丰盛的生命的彰显就是结果子。
The result, the revealing of more abundant life is to bear fruit.
我们传福音，有人信主，结果子，我们尝到什么叫做荣耀。
When we preach the gospel, someone believes, and we got that fruit, we feel that what is that glory?
但是更大的，乃是父的旨意在我们身上彰显出来，这是
神所喜悦的。
But the greater thing is that when the will of the Father is revealed in us, that is what the Lord
sees. 神的旨意在哪里成就的时候？
Wherever the will of God is accomplished,
那里就是荣耀。
And there is glory.
那就是满足的喜乐。
And that is the joy of satisfaction.
那就是丰盛的生命。
And that is the life of abundance.
愿一切荣耀都归给他。
And may all the glory be Him.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Lord, you come to give life that we may have life more abundantly.
你叫我们心里不要忧愁，你说我们信神也当信。
And you tell us not to worry in our heart, and if we believe in God, we should also believe in you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当我们真是拣选你做我们的道路真理生命的时候
Lord, when we truly choose you to be our way, the truth and life,
我们人看来我们是走一条窄路
In the point of view of man, we walk on a narrow path.
在我们生命里面我们觉得这条路越走越宽阔
But in our life, we feel that the way is wider and broader.
因为是把我们带到父的丰富里面去
Because it brings us to the abundance of the Father.
是把我们带到你荣耀的旨意里面去
Because it brings us to the glorious purpose.
是把我们带到彰显你的旨意的里面去。
And it brings us into glorifying, revealing your glory.
把我们带到结果子的实际里面去。
And it brings us into the reality of bearing fruit.
你用这些的话激励我们。
Lord, encourage us with these words.
叫我们只走在你自己的里面。
Lord, may we only walk on your will, on your way.
因我们得荣耀
that the Father may be glorified in us
祝福你自己的话
Lord, bless your own words
祝福你在这里的见证
bless your testimony here
祝福每一个愿意来到你面前拣选你的人
bless everyone who is willing to come to you and choose you
愿一切的荣耀都归给你
may all the glory be unto you
感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名
thanksgiving in the name of Jesus we pray
Amen, Amen.